Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share on overcoming satanic strategy against believers. We're going to be concluding this message today. Let's briefly review what we've mentioned so far. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus comes to bring life. Satan considers you sheep for the slaughter, but Jesus has made you more than a conqueror, and you can overcome. Satan brings wiles, tricks, and strategies, but you put on the armor of God and speak the word, you're going to overcome. God does not want us ignorant of the devil's devices. Satan comes to take the word out of the heart. The answer is be a hearer and a doer of the word of God. Satan brings doubt, trying to get you to not believe the word. Hath God said, he says. He's a liar. You believe God's word in the face of any circumstance. Do not doubt. Satan comes to confront and to try to lead you astray. As a roaring lion coming at you, God says, resist him steadfast and he'll flee from you. Satan says, I'm going to sift you as wheat. Jesus says, no, you're not. Your faith is going to give you the victory and your faith will cause you to overcome because you have authority over the enemy. Praise God. Satan's the accuser of the brethren, but praise God, we look at the Word. We have been forgiven of all our past sins. There's no condemnation or guilt to those in Christ Jesus. Satan comes to destroy you little by getting you into compromise. But God says, do not compromise. Be a continual hearer and doer of the Word, and you will not see him bring destruction. Satan comes and threatens you, just like the Hebrew children. He says, if you bow, you're going to burn. Well, we're not going to bow. We're not going to compromise. And we're not going to listen to any of his threats. It doesn't matter what he says. We're going to get the victory. We're going to get healed. We're going to be prosperous. We're going to be blessed. We're going to be productive in ministry. We're going to be fruitful in every good work because we're going to do the word of God. Satan tells you to observe the senses, look at the circumstances, so that you'll give up and not walk in faith. Instead, you take aim at the things you don't see. You do what God says and don't be moved by what you feel, by what you see, by the way things seem or look or the circumstances. Satan wants you to value the things of men. God wants you to value the things of God so that you do not give place to the devil. Satan wants you to follow after cares, worries, and anxieties, affliction or pressure, or through persecution, be put to flight, drawing back from the word in time of temptation, while the Lord says, be a hearer and a doer of the word, cast all that care upon the Lord, and do not let any deceitfulness of riches or lust or strong desire of other things enter in. Satan wants to deceive you, even in these last days, by following doctrines of devils. Be sure everything you believe is in line with the word. Satan wants you to get opposed to the truth so he can take you captive at his will. Well, God says, instead, you're going to repent, you're going to acknowledge the truth, you're always going to be submissive to the word, and if you've been overcome by the enemy, you can recover yourself out of it as you believe the word and act upon it. Satan wants you to follow a spirit of error, but Jesus says you're going to follow the spirit of truth as you check out everything in line with the word. Satan wants you to love the world so you'll draw back and follow the ways of the world, but Jesus says, be not conformed to this world, be separate from it. The devil wants you to bring direct attacks against you to give up, but God says, always make the right choice. Don't fall for the devil's attacks. Do what the word says, even in the midst of circumstances that look like apparent defeat. Stand fast on the promise and God will do miracles. The devil wants to bring doubt and unbelief against you, but you're not going to fall for that. You are going to believe God's word. The devil wants you to stop obeying the truth. He said, who did hinder you? You were running well, and now you're not obeying the truth. Be sure that you are consistently obeying the truth. The devil wants you to resist the Holy Spirit. Don't resist the Holy Spirit. Yield to him. The devil brings excuses to your mind. Why you can't do this and why you can't do that. Quit listening to those excuses and start doing everything that God tells you to do and learn to be diligent. Don't be slothful and lazy, but be diligent to do what God's called you to do. Praise the Lord. The devil says you can't do this and you can't do that. He's a liar. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You're a can-do person. Start believing in the Christ in you. You start following his ways and you'll do everything that God wants you to do. The devil brings pressure to get you to back down, but no, you're going right through the pressure and you're going to do everything that God wants you to do. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. Another thing that's important is the devil works at you through mental reasonings, contrary to the word, and also through negative thoughts. The Bible says, cast down imaginations or mental reasonings and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Any reasonings in your mind that are contrary to the word, God says, cast it down. And bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know, this is a very important area. Many Christians do not govern their thought life. Just whatever thought comes into their mind, they just think on it. Well, the Bible says you are to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. If you have a thought of unforgiveness and anger against someone, that's not from the Lord. You cast that thing down. Bring that into captivity to the obedience of Christ and realize that that's coming from the enemy. The Bible says you're to be in a readiness to revenge the disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Your obedience in taking your thoughts captive and casting down the imaginations. The Bible says you're supposed to be thinking on good things. Quit thinking on the negative things. See, the devil comes to corrupt your mind. You need to have your mind set on the Word of God and doing what the Lord wants you to do. And if you are one who has a lot of problems in your mind with negativism, it's time for you to start doing Philippians 4, verse 8. The Bible says you're supposed to think on things that are true, think on things that are just, think on things that are pure, think on things that are lovely, think on things that are of a good report, think on things that have praise and have virtue. Think on these things. Think on the positive things of the Word of God. And quit letting the devil use you and in your mind to bring destruction. So many people are tormented in their mind because they don't learn to take their thoughts captive and to think on what God wants you to think on. Maybe you've been hurt and wounded a lot. It's not going to do you any good to think on what people have done to you. You need to just forgive them and just walk with the Lord and start obeying God and watch God bring forth good things. He'll heal you. He'll set you free. And He's got some good things ahead for you if you'll start trusting in Him. Satan also has a strategy to deceive you by transforming himself into an angel of light. That's why you got to watch that you're discerning things properly through the Word of God. The Bible says Satan himself's transformed into an angel of light. Well, we're going to check everything out in line with the Word of God. You better watch who you listen to. Be sure that you're hearing things that are in line with the Word of God. Another thing Satan does is he tries to buffet at you. Remember, that's what he did to Paul. He was buffing at him continually. In fact, the thing with Paul's thorn is that he was being exalted by the Lord because of the abundance of revelations in the eyes of the people so he could preach the gospel to him. And because of the abundance of the revelations, this thorn in the flesh came at him. And what was it? It was the messenger of Satan. It was from the devil to buffet him. And that means to strike repeated blows at him. I'll tell you, when the devil starts striking repeated blows at you, you know he's trying to stop you from doing the things of God. And so you need to resist him steadfast. Come against him and do not let him beat you down. Another scripture in Philippians chapter 3, here's where it talks about those who are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. This is another one of Satan's strategy. He wants you to mind earthly things. Are we supposed to mind earthly things? No. God doesn't want you to mind earthly things. The Bible says if you've been risen with Christ, seek those things that are above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection or your mind on things above, not on the things in the earth. I see too many born-again Christians that are so caught up with worldly things and earthly things. They're caught up with the things that go on in the world. I'll tell you, you're wasting your time. Quit setting your mind on things on the earth and set them on things above. The Bible says you're dead and your life is hid with Christ and God. You need to start walking according to the ways of God. Get your mind on what God wants you to do instead of wasting your time so that your works will be the works of God, not a bunch of hay, wood, and stubble that won't produce any fruit or rewards in the end of your life. Very important that you quit minding earthly things. Get your eyes upon the Lord. Another scripture is over in James chapter 1. The devil is one who likes to get people to waver. The Bible says that whenever we come and pray or ask anything in faith, do it without wavering, nothing wavering. He that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with a wind and tossed. And let not that man think that he's going to receive anything of the Lord. If you're wavering, you can't receive from the Lord. It goes on in the next verse and says, a double-minded man's unstable in all of his ways. Double-mindedness is one way he's thinking. One minute he's thinking one way, and another minute he's thinking another way. You need to get yourself single-minded on the Word of God at all times. Another way that Satan comes against you is to try to bring oppression of heaviness against you through circumstances or through situations that come your way. Well, what's the answer for that? The Bible says that we should greatly rejoice if we're here, we're having this heaviness because of these temptations. See, temptations bring a heaviness or a pressure against you. What's the answer? That's Satan's strategy trying to get you off track. You need to greatly rejoice and keep walking by faith, realizing this is a trial of your faith. And if you'll continue in the faith and keep rejoicing in the Lord, joy is a spiritual force that protects your faith. If you do so, you'll come through. God will deliver you. He'll deliver your soul from this heaviness, and you'll come out and see your faith produce victory in your life. Another thing is where people see all these strange things happening in their life and they wonder, what in the world's going on? I was, you know, walking in the Word and all of a sudden these problems have shown up. Don't think it's strange, the Bible says, concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Just know it's the devil. He's coming at you. But praise God, you've got the victory through Jesus if you'll be obedient to Him. You must realize that the attacks of the enemy are the sufferings of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, rejoice, insomuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings. What was the sufferings He went through? Just simply the attacks that the enemy brought against Him. And what's the answer? He, of course, did what the Word said. He resisted the Word, resisted the enemy with the Word of God, and the devil was fleeing from him. Praise God. Another thing, of course, the devil tries to get you to give up and quit. Well, the Bible says the just live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him. We're not of those who draw back. Instead, we're going to be consistently doing the Word of God. There is no quit to a believer. There's no giving up. We're going to be consistent in doing what the Word of God says. I'll tell you, Satan has a strategy. He has a plan. It's shown forth in the Word. Be wise, don't be ignorant of his devices, know what he's up to, and be ready to do what the Word of God says in every situation. You're a believer in Jesus Christ. You can overcome. The enemy doesn't have to overcome you. Don't be one of those that thinks, well, I know the devil's going to defeat me in some areas. No, you can be victorious. The Bible says he causes you to triumph in all things in Christ, and you are going to overcome. Be a doer of the Word and overcome all of Satan's works in Jesus' name. God bless you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.